I'm Danny.
And I'm Althea.
And we are
DNA Live, baby. How you doing, hon?
I'm doing excellent.
Okay, great. We have a very super fire show tonight. But before we get to that, we have a few things to discuss, okay? First out, I want to give a shout out to Miss J, The Experience. She's coming out with a new album and one of her hit songs, Warm Honey. We're going to drop that, I think, in the next week or two. That's going to be great. Also, our boy, Chris Milo Official, if you go check him out, he's also coming out with a new song called Nobody Like You, which I love. Also, we got on Friday nights, we got DJ Energetic Show, as you know. He's going to start with the artist.
We got the review show, the artist review show.
Well, that's
show.
What I'm talking yeah. about. I'm talking about the artist review show on Friday nights, DJ Energetic. You want to go check that out and, you know, hit us up on Friday nights. And also,
with the DJ Energetic Show, it actually has a chance to be on all those stations that we are on inside the mix. So all of the independent artists definitely tap in and hit me up because, you know, we like the records and stuff like that. Definitely going to play them. And I tell everybody, too, to submit is $25. Come submit. Come try again. We're giving everybody a chance to be on radio stations that come from New York all the way to New Zealand.
Yeah, pretty much. So, you know, check that out. And then also, like tonight on Sunday nights, we're doing the DNA Radio music playlist, correct?
All the independent artists. We're doing the independent artists. We're doing it right there. We're doing the independent artists hour.
There we go. So enjoy that, too. So hit us up after the show and we'll take care of you. If anything. I'm sorry. You wanted to. He just wants to do his talking.
So DNA. You ready to put it up? So DNA officially is on Media Base. DNA Elite. That is the company. But DNA. Go ahead. Say the station.
Right. It is DNA Radio 93.7. But we come up as DNA Elite. Media, just so you
we
know.
Are the only station in Long Island and you can take it off
and New York. Okay,
put the other one on right there.
Okay, put the other one up. Put the other one up.
The one. Station right now that basically in New York and Long Island. Go all the way up. You see the one where it says Media Base up there? Keep going up,
right up, there. Up.
No,
there
down,
we go.
Down. Right there. Click it. We are the only ones inside New York that actually have this right now. We are the top internet station inside New York, people. We are on the top 40s, right? The top 40?
Top 40 list. Mm-hmm.
So please. Hit us up, man. If y'all are serious artists and artists that definitely want to tap in. And remember, too, we have got that website.
Yeah,
as well. Mm-hmm. And right now we are live too in Canada. Put the Canada
in Toronto.
In Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
So big shout out to everybody inside Toronto listening to us internationally as well as the DNA. So there's a lot of big things going on over here.
Yes, there is. And we're enjoying every minute of it. And we appreciate all the support and the love that everybody's showing us. So let me just get to it. Okay.
Good.
Our next artist that we got coming up, he is a phenomenal singer and rap artist, and he plays guitar too, so it's pretty cool.
Oh, he beat me.
Well, yeah, he beat you with the guitar. So if anything, when we come back from commercial break, we'll introduce you to SK, No Edit, so stay tuned.
Let's go!
Put your hands up. Right now we're inside a war with ourselves. Yo, America, are we gonna wake up from this? Where the real Americans at, you heard?
Where we at?
Man, you blinded and you lied. You just censor inside your own. Everyone pretends they love you, but messing you up in homes. Laughing without the way you can't even afford food. And everybody looking at you acting so rude. They thinking that they love you, your skin, that's what they see. They don't understand the melanin well it be. But the anger that they got, they just play for each other. A civil war, they trying to come for us, kill one another. But I woke up last night, I gotta talk to my peers. Tell them, listen, we gotta march and what do we hear? You laughing, you crying, you angry, you feeling it's skating. Saying with all the time, they just damn straight. Leave you inside the cars, they don't wanna see you out. They leave you locked doors, breaking your doors over locked doors.
They lock you up, they wanna trap you, put you inside with a lock, it's mental block. Cause all you ever hearing is the cops screaming lifeless. Now all of a sudden we thinking prices, putting that two there, be called crashing in crisis. Now they hating how the way how they even look. They try to lock us up, throw it down, try to play the book, wanna get us shook. Every time try to get it booked, overshook, saying God is there and love is over.
They try pretending that we close with a phone next to each other's ears, but we're more social distancing, corona years. They try to act it like we ain't one inside our home. We acting like that we ain't one and one inside our home.
Dude, that record is going to be insane.
I know. I am so happy for Chris Milo, let me tell you, because that record is going to be fire. Anyway, let's introduce to the show SK No Edit. Let's go.
SK No Edit.
SK No Edit.
What's happening? What's happening?
How you doing, dude?
Peace, peace, peace. What's up, man?
Thank you for having me.
Oh, God.
Welcome to
my second time with you guys, and the first time was a blast, so I can only imagine how it's going to go this round.
Oh, you have no idea. Okay.
Exactly.
So, anyway, I want to start off, obviously, he's from the Bronx, so he's cool beans with me already. Okay. But the one thing...
I have the Biggie shirt, so, you know, Brooklyn's in the house. So.
Oh, I didn't even... Oh, my God, I like the shirt. Oh, my God.
Shout out to Biggie, but the Bronx, big pun. Let's go. Let's go, Punisher. Yeah. Let's go, Punisher. Shout out to my VS too. Shout out to my man Shampoo. Much love over there. You already know.
Me in the Bronx. Yeah.
But you know what? The thing I love most about him, because he blends a little bit of everything. He's got hip hop, he's got rap, he's got pop. You know, like his songs, he's very versatile.
Oh, absolutely. I was looking at a lot of his stuff and I was like,
okay. Because the one thing I did like is that I came across one of his videos. Can you play that clip of Headcase, please? Because I just loved it. Okay. And it kind of reminded me of Dion's cartoons, but it's totally different. I mean, it's the anime, right?
Yeah.
It's like the anime. So it was really, you know, like I love when people just do different types of videos, and all your videos are not the same. None of them. And I really enjoyed it, and the song and everything about it. It was just like, remember back in the days, I always talked about Aha, you know, like that Take On Me. Remember that video with the cartoon?
Yeah.
That's kind of like where it started all. Okay. So when you come up with these different types of videos, it's pretty cool. You know what I'm saying? Anyway,
thank you.
You're welcome. So now, you actually picked up a guitar and learned it yourself too, correct?
I mean, actually, the funny story about it is that I have two sisters, and growing up, I was mad competitive. Mm. And so my one sister started playing guitar. So obviously I was like, I got to start playing guitar too, which is really wrong. I mean, I should have just let her have that. But honestly, right now I play a lot more guitar than she does. So I think it all worked out.
Like, did you ever have a competition with her or something to see who was the better?
Are they your younger sisters or older sisters?
Younger, which is even worse, I know.
Oh, God.
But my one sister is only 16 months younger. So we're close. Okay. And then my other younger sister's like a year under that. So everybody was like, boom, 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 you know?
It's okay. We're the opposite. I got two older sisters.
I got you. Yeah, yeah. My so middle, you got it all different. Yeah.
My middle one is 16 months, same as him.
Really? Oh, wow. Yeah, exactly. So,
that's insane. Like, he but just
you know what
that.
It is, yeah. too? Why do you bros always got to compete with the sisters to begin with? Because my brother did the same thing to me growing up. Okay.
I think
why?
It's just honestly, to be real with you, why? I just think it's like, I think even if you had like old boys, it would be competitive. I think it's I just think it's something to do.
But with your sisters,
I think boys grow up mad competitive. Yeah. I think that's part of it.
Exactly. That's a part of us, you know?
Yeah. Whatever. Anyway, I'm just, you know, I have a thing because I have an siblings, older brother.
You know, it's just something with like siblings, I think.
That's and how of
I
course, that. Yeah. Yo, we used to make Kraft mac and cheese. We would eat that all day. And we used to get upset about who had the bowl with the most. You know, it was like if it wasn't divvied up perfect, but like three ways, like if that shit wasn't thirds exact.
Right. Well, everybody would go off at each other.
Yeah.
That. Exactly.
And it's always the dumbest stuff. Like, really? Mac and cheese? We're beefing over mac and cheese?
Yeah.
That's how it went.
But you think about it, right? You think about it like when you're younger and you're just like, damn, that's what I really cared about. And then like, it's like now.
Yeah, but it was important for you at that time.
Yeah.
Okay.
My sisters were pains, man. I was the baby of the family. So I had to, you know what I'm saying? Like. Nah, they ain't gonna push me around like that. I'm the boy. I'm the only boy inside the family.
Okay, you need to
nah,
relax.
Nah, that ain't happening.
Okay, you need to relax.
He understands what I'm saying.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, let's move on. Okay, shall we? So let's just move on from the mac and cheese.
What okay, mac and cheese? So
I also checked him out, and he has a few things that kind of like sprung out at me. And one of them was a cover that you did that was very important to you that your parents actually kind of brought in to you, which was Hootie and the Blowfish.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And you did the cover.
I love Darius Rucker. I'm not gonna lie. I love Darius Rucker. I think he's the man.
Let me tell you, when I saw that you did that cover, I grew up with Hootie myself.
Yeah.
You know? So when you did that cover of Let Her Cry, mm-hmm. you made me cry.
Oh, thank you. That really means a lot to me. I really love that song. And, you know, it's funny because in my family, we always had a problem with alcohol. So songs like that where they reference alcohol, they talk about that type of dispute. For me at the time growing up, like that, you know, I wasn't seeing a therapist. So I wasn't doing all this. You know,
that was the type of
thing that made me kind of feel like someone heard me, you know,
right. like somebody understood.
So. And even though, like, obviously my sisters were going through it too, everybody experiences that type of thing differently. You know, like each
person in the family internalizes that in a different way.
So I think for me, music was a really profound outlet
for
all that. And that was one of the songs that I think really hit me, you know, that Hootie song.
I hear you. You know why? Because when I grew up with, like, with Hootie as well, but my song was "I Only Want to Be with You." You know,
Post Malone did a horrible rendition for that song.
I did not even hear that rendition.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't good at all. I agree on that.
I did not even hear that.
You can't mess up the classics like that, man.
Nah,
you listen. Just can't.
I like Post Malone. Like, there's some songs of his that I really like. But that was just foul. I was like,
I can tell you the truth, I didn't even hear that rendition, but now I'm going to do that when I get home.
No,
it was like Luke Combs doing the Tracy Chapman. Like, bro, yeah, you're not Tracy Chapman. Like, what is going on right now? Like,
okay. I did not even
You know
hear
what
that.
It is, too, man? It's just for some reason.
Jenny and I are on the same page all night.
We've been just locked in.
You know what it is?
When
you hear something that's classic, right?
Yeah.
And somebody just comes. Like, I'll give you a great example. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Grease 2.
Grease 2. Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
Ain't nobody wanted to see Grease 2. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sorry. I don't want to sound really foul or messed up. I know y'all going to be laughing. But nobody wanted to see Grease 2.
Yeah, but you know what
the they remade it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. Okay. But the funny thing is that when you watch Grease and you think this big guy over here, Mr. DJ Injetic, He goes singing, I got chills.
That multiplying.
He does that in the living room.
I don't care. Listen, it doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother him at all. He nope. does it. He loves the classics. He loves, like, you know, the Temptations. And
oh, yeah.
That's
like,
incredible.
You know, so she gets, so I get really annoyed with people, right? So this is what happens. I get annoyed with some music and I go, yo, I got to put on my healing music. And she goes, what? And all of a sudden she hears My Girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I start spitting it, My Girl. That's how I'm spitting it all day. And she's looking at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah, but you are crazy. So anyway, I also wanted to get into him with another aspect of him. See, we have a lot in common.
Okay? Let's hear this.
Well, kind of. Because I
don't know where you're going with it. So it's yet to be determined from my point of view.
Okay, so let me throw it at you then. I have not yet to go there, but I'm a hiker myself, okay? Mm-hmm. And I love hiking. And you went to Nevada. You went to Red Rock, correct?
That was out in Sedona, actually, in Arizona.
Sedona, right? I knew it. I knew it.
Oh, it was gorgeous.
I was saying Arizona or Nevada. I wasn't sure. But when I saw Red Rock, I was like, wait a minute. I've seen that before. And I'm going to show you pictures afterwards. I'm not kidding. Yeah.
No, I went to Sedona and it was, from a hiking standpoint, incredible. Incredible. The views are great. Just if you haven't been, you got to go. As a hiker, you got to get out there.
Oh, gosh. And you know where I have not yet gone yet, but I want to go to Yosemite.
I haven't been either. I would love to. I haven't been out to the West Coast as much as I would like.
Okay, let's go. We're going on a road trip. We're going to Yosemite.
We're about to stop in every state.
I'm telling you.
Do not get me attempting the same stop at every state, because I go to every single radio station that I have and we are not going to make it back for a year. You know what I'm saying? Like, he thinks I'm lying.
We might just have to do it. I know you're not lying. I heard the intro to the show.
Oh, you got a lot of stations, so.
You know what it is?
Dead ass.
Yo, but you know what it is, though, man? I'm starting to really sit back and really thinking, like, how can we do, like, a real PR tour? Mm. Like everybody who like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the independent artist doesn't have somebody that can go, okay, we're going to go to Maine. From Maine, we're going to go back to New York. From New York, then we're going to go, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, New York needs to, there has to be a DJ now that's going to have to start branching out more from New York, from, like, down south areas, Texas areas, like, LA. So this is going to be, like, a lot of things. So I'm trying to think, basically, you know, how can I move? Because we got stuff inside Chicago. Then we got stuff in Indiana. I'm on a whole different market a lot of times, because New York is great, but the New York market to me isn't what it used to be.
Yeah. Mm.
It's not.
That's true.
When it comes to being a powerhouse.
Yeah. But.
No, yeah. I think New York can get back there, but right now we're just not there.
Well, that's because they keep playing all this extra music that shouldn't even be played, but because people think they're good and talented, they just water up the area. But I don't want to get on that, because a lot of people got mad at me last time I actually spoke my opinion. I had a lot of hate mail.
Oh, gosh, yes. And I had to be the retriever of that one. But I want to get into one of his songs.
Let's go.
Okay. So first up, I have Love Me Heavy featuring Keith Murray. Let's do it, baby.
Dun, 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 no.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's Keith Murray. All day.
Zoom in 135, then I'm 95. Can't get her out of my mind. You made me feel alive, but all you done to ride. Feeling it's a short-lived drive. No cruise control, I'm about to lose control. She all over my page, trying to act a troll. Tracking my location like I'm on parole. She running real hot, but her body language cold. Had a blind spot before. In the rear view, she ain't looking too fine. In case I had a burn to learn. When she let me dive, I'm mesmerized. Why? Do I miss you? Why? Do I wanna get with you? She got the move, yeah, she stuck on me.
I'm on the move, she down on me.
Play me a fool and it's all on me.
Yeah.
Run me, hey.
Heavy.
elevation of understanding. With a force so strong it can't be broken. Not lusting over various emotions. Yeah. She was proper. Coming out of Lady Foot like I stopped her. Natural hair, pediatric doctor. Emotional roller coaster, nauseous. Throwing up the deuces, I'm about to forfeit.
Let's go!
Happy and affection. Now we crossing boundaries, disrespecting. It was all good a week ago. Flats on a customized kind of lane. And let you love me. Something healthy. SK, let's go.
She got the move, yeah, she stuck on me.
I'm on the move, she down on me.
Made me a fool and it's all on me.
You know one thing I gotta say though.
What? I'm sorry. I'm still moving
here. I bet you that was an experience that he had before he even got to the studio.
What do you mean?
Coming out of Lady Foot Doctor with a pediatric doctor.
Oh
knowing
yeah.
Him, knowing him, because I know him very well. Knowing him, it happened like literally an hour before he got to the studio. Heard that record and then put it on because I watch him right. So we're driving. I'm driving. And he sees like Caraco suits.
Mm.
So he put a rhyme with something with Caraco suits and LOD and form LOD is ready to suit up, Caraco, okay. Something like that. So I always watched him, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I always watched him because me and him got a dope record too called Shake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So me and him still got, but I always, with him, he'll literally see something. And then rap about it. Yeah. Did he do that in the studio too?
Honestly, like, yeah. I mean, he just, it was the same thing. Like, we were walking, so, you know, I go to get him out on the street. First of all, he's got multiple women with him. So he's already set up.
I go out to get him. I go out to get him on the street. And so I know in his head, I think the
rhyme just came together, you know, it just.
Yeah, he had it.
He was reflecting on experience, that's a fact. Right. And the
intro
piece he did at the beginning, I felt like that was so uniquely Keith, you know, where he said, love is the highest elevation of understanding, where he's kind of talking, he's not fully rapping yet, but he's setting the stage.
Right, yeah.
And, you know,
originally we were going back and forth about, like, just in terms of the production on how to keep that in and where to place that in.
Right.
And
it ended up being really cool. That he did that.
And he just did that off the top.
You know, that wasn't...
He didn't have that scripted out, so...
I will always say that about Keith Murray. You can have anybody featured with you on your song. Anybody in this world, right? But it always takes that special individual to just elevate it just that much more. You know what I'm saying? And Keith does that.
Oh, man.
You know, it's like you can get a superstar, right? And some of them are just like flat. Like, they don't even want to be there. They're just there. You know what I'm saying? But Keith gets involved in the whole project. His mind is 100% on you, you know? And, you know, he's just a fabulous guy.
He made a dope... Listen, I heard a lot of records that he did that with features, man. And when he was like, yo, energetic, because he called me up. I was like, yo, energetic, what's up? Yo, man, my man SK, we got the song called Love Heavy. Love Me Heavy, right? Called me, I go, all right, let me listen to it, right? So I listen to it. Call him back 5 seconds later. I was like, when did you do this? Huh? He said, yo, a minute ago, man. But yo, we got to, you know what I'm saying? Let's push it. I said, all right. So that's why I got into the phone with you.
Yeah.
And we called and connected. Because I already know when K knows something is about to go,
mm-hmm.
he be always sending it to me like, yo, energetic. Check this out. Yo, energetic. Check this. So big shout out to him. Because one thing I love about him, though, what he does a lot is he knows talent.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And just to, you know, say you're a little thing.
And he's talent.
Oh, yeah. No, he was, when I heard him, I was like, this guy's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I heard him, like, I'm not even going to sit here and lie. Because I don't. That's why a lot of people don't like me. Because I don't know how to be politically correct. I tell an artist that maybe the same for you. And then they yell at me. Mm. But listen, anyway. But I
that's really, the New York way. That's it.
I know. And it's pretty bad. Because when you go to other states, everyone's like, you're so hurtful. And you're like, oh, my God.
You're so mean.
You're so mean. Like, they're trying. It's like, good, they're trying. But they just broke one of my earlobes. Listen. So what I'm saying, though, is I love the record. Like, I played that thing like 10 times.
Yeah.
In front of her.
I know.
And she was like, who's that? Is
that
SK? And she's like,
SK.
SK's, you know, okay. And then all of a sudden, I was like, yeah, I got to bring this on. So I've been promoting that record like crazy.
I know.
It's actually top three on the radio station, actually, that we have out here in New York and Long Island.
Yes, it is.
It's top three. And you can see the ranking.
We're going to keep it there, too. But you know what it is? This too, like, when you go to Love Me Heavy and then I Want Some More and then Let's Go, you got those three different songs.
Let's Go is ridiculous, too. So,
I mean, even Let's Go, he just gave me Let's Go and I want to play it. Can we play it? Can
let
we play
it go.
It right now? Let's
let
go.
It go.
Let's go. Let's go.
Now let's go. Now let's go. I'm an OT going OD like Fiend Smoke. Better pin a sleeve that the ink flow. This Basquiat, I'm in art mode. Ain't it just sketchy Picasso? I'm in the zone, that's killer mode. Married to the game, but I had a low. Z's in the cool, always on the road. 800 came and it gotta know. I'm skidding fire cause they spot a stove. Play with fire, that's walk on coals. Get Soto mad, this a bomber home. Sleep on me, I smack a fool. They gon' ask me, look, he had to go. It's no talk, it's toe to toe. Saying SK, that was go go. What? Now let's go. Then I had to. You just know a certain type of situation got me handled a certain type of way. Light work. I'm a real deal. Yeah. 98% of these newly signed rappers can't spit with me, can't compete with me. N-O-E-D-I-T, that's new elite. Committed like a video, yeah, that's a seat. I don't need a boo to make a masterpiece. More Harvey Mike and his casualty. That's actually dress him down but never casually. I'm in a rap game with a salary. Can't count it up like your calories. Wait, watch me, my pocket seat. No Rego V, I stay hungry. Old Rasha girl, yeah, she was yummy. Y'all see the crown, take it from me. I'm making moves, y'all staying bummy. So don't play yourself, make this all about the money. I don't know no clowns and I don't wanna know them 130. But you bet I throw him, racing FDR, flowing in the form. When the wheels turn, I fall by form. I ask you, this is not a form. Fuck a hater, my new decorum. Kings and queens keep trying to court him. Y'all can't ignore him, shit. Now let's go. Now let's go. Now let's go. Ain't no facade, I rep my squad. Yeah, I heard no song like this from a pop star. Put that on God when I take my shot. Give me that drum roll. No speed on pause. Murder was the cause. Your boy ate it like Jaws. Got him rolling out gauze. Point rolling up the sauce. It been known I'm a boss. But they don't know what it costs. What the fuck my pause?
You don't be hearing that. Oh my God, you don't be hearing that.
I'm telling you, dude. You know
that's Bronx made, man. That's Bronx made.
Oh, oh God.
The only bar that's not valid anymore is that Soto bar because he went to the Mets. So, you know.
Yeah, but no one paid attention to that.
No one paid. But you know what I love? That song, right? If you close your eyes, okay? If you close your eyes, I picture myself in like, remember the club, the tunnel in the city?
Oh, God. Let's not talk about the tunnel.
Wait, I'm just talking about the tunnel.
Tunnel's gangsta.
That's the kind of vibe that I got from, like, I'm already back there in the tunnel. There's like, you know, like hundreds and hundreds of people there. And they all got their little lights and everything, and we're all like going back.
Basically,
and forth.
She's saying the DMX kind of thing. Remember the DMX thing, like that?
Yeah.
She kind of liked it like that. I think honestly, it had his own kind of groove. Kind of had like an old, like you know, like a 2010 kind of groove, which I like. with like, you know, like with like Lil Wayne and all that, with them like flicking back and forth and stuff like that. So that's the kind of groove it gave me. I liked it actually a lot. So
I like that song.
That was really good.
I really like that.
That was really good. I'm not even gonna lie to you. That was really good.
Thank you.
I like the bars.
I'm just
I love when he said too, you never hear somebody that's singing and then with these bars. I'm like, okay. That's how you know someone could really rap.
Well, he's got the flow, dude. He's got
the flow is right there. What I liked about it was he told you he was a singer and he could spit. You haven't heard anybody that spit like this, like a sing. Yeah,
that's true.
That's why I like them. That's one thing I like the most.
But do you like
that Soda Ball was good too? Soda Ball was good too.
But do you like singing or more? Do you like more of your singing style or more of your rapping style? Which one which one takes control?
I think it's what emotion you're in. If I'm angry, I'm more going to rap.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If I'm, you know, feeling a little blue or like if I'm feeling just like singing, like,
right,
you know, sometimes that just hits.
Yeah.
You gotta go with that. I mean, also, so I do some production, and I work with some other producers. And sometimes somebody gives you a track and you just have to do what the track tells you.
Right.
If it tells you to rap, you rap. If it tells you to sing, you sing. Mm-hmm. If it tells you to both, maybe
you do both, you know? So
how did Love Me Heavy come about though?
So
what were you feeling that day? I want to know.
Well, I was working with this producer, Charles Sessions, and he sends me this very kind of, I want to say like pop, but clubbish, you know, upbeat vibe. You know, basically the form you're hearing it in now.
Mm-hmm.
And so automatically I know I got to go that upbeat, that feel good, that something people can dance to, because that's what the track is speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, first for me, I always come up with a hook, because mm-hmm. if you can't come up with a good hook, then the track is just, you know, what's the point? Honestly. Yeah,
that's true.
I liked it a lot, man. I definitely did.
Yeah. Love me. Yeah.
Somebody wrote Pete. What is that? Peter what?
Pete.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Boxer sport kind of vibes.
Yeah.
Oh, what is that song about the last song?
Like a fighter.
Now let's go. I'm saying it's got like boxing type vibes. Gritty. That's what I got from
this. Oh, okay. Oh, you know what? I could see that happening. I could see like, you know, Rocky, you know, in the gym, you know, kind of thing. Like, you know.
Or throw it up with some UFC or something.
Shout out to Man too. He wrote that Keith Murray still got the fire.
Yeah,
that's a fact. He still got the fire. Maybe once you got the fire, you never really lose the fire. You don't lose it.
That's just like an icon, like Elvis Presley or Whitney Houston or Ozzy Osbourne.
I don't know, man. Okay? All I gotta
rest
say,
rest in peace, Ozzy Osbourne. But
rest in peace.
I'm just saying, those people had fire, and no matter what they sang, it was, you know, it was iconic. You know,
that song was ridiculous. Though. I can't even lie. Your record that you had, that record.
Let's go.
Yeah, it was top 40.
I like that.
City, real quick though, before, because I want to just get back on one quick thing. M City heard it, and M City was like, "Yo, that record's hot." That's my music for my music director over in the station. He was like, "Let me hear it.
Let me hear that one more time."
Yeah, he's like, "Yo," and he heard it. He was like, "Okay, yeah, that's hot." Because he's like, "I'm not trying to be biased," but he goes, "Yeah, that was hot."
And I
shout out to M.
And can I just give a shout out to his two cute little dogs, Eco and Jax?
Oh yeah, Eco. Eco.
Okay, I'm sorry. I said it wrong.
It's okay. It's a weird spelling. So
what made you come up with that name?
Yeah, where did you get Eco from to begin with?
Nothing. I don't know. One day I just realized the first dog I was gonna get, I was gonna name it Eco, girl or boy, no matter what.
Eco.
And so I got this 3-pound little Italian greyhound girl, and her name's Eiko. Now she's 9 pounds. So
she's 9 pounds.
Shit.
But they're so adorable. I love Jax too.
Jax, yeah, he's
a little bit bigger. He's like 16 pounds, but they're basically mini greyhounds, like the racing dogs.
Yeah.
And me being somebody who does a lot of working out and running, I take them running with me. They run 6 miles, 7 miles, like it's nothing.
Those dogs, 6-7 miles? Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
I can't even do 6-7 blocks compared to...
Yo, and we go down Pelham Parkway, and God forbid we see a squirrel or something.
Oh, my God.
We're off. Now I'm getting pulled like it's a sled dog competition.
Oh, snap. That's hilarious.
You know, he has so much going on, this guy. I just, you know, it kills me. But before... I want to get to another song, if you don't mind. I love your song. You know, I could do... We could have done the whole hour with just playing your songs. That's how much I love them, okay?
Thank you.
Can we do I Want Some More? Is that available, please? Thank you very much. I want to do...
I want some more. Y'all see nothing yet, I want some more. All my bread to flex, I want some more. Leveled up my ex, I want some more. I want some more, I want some more, I want some more. Tell me go cut that check, I want some more. Y'all gon' pay my rent, I want some more. Pull up in the Lex, I want some more. I want some more, I want some more. I'm avaricious, mad ambitious. Just like you, I'm chasing riches. Steady on a come up that's expeditious. I mean straight prodigious, red carpet vicious. Timeless, it's an AP customer. The money ain't talking that I cannot trust. High class, facts, no discussion. But you stay thirsty off nothing. Sui, price tag bougie. Poochie out of wheels on a ghost that's spooky. Boom, R.I.P. the old VIP. Who you ever seen unseen like me? Came onto the team and I leveled up the league. Even in a future life, you could never match me. I'm looking like Off-White meets Timberland. Meets a mirror chrome hearts, that's Benjamin. Y'all see nothing yet, I want some more. All my threads are flex, I want some more. Leveled up my ex, I want some more. I want some more, I want some more, I want some more. Time go cut that check, I want some more. Y'all gon' pay my rent, I want some more. Hold up in the Lex, I want some more. I want some more, I want some more. Yeah, the money coming inbound. While you waiting for a ride to the impound? Before I crowned, I was a king in the ultrasound. Yeah, now we all agree for something, I'm just open about it. We all checking the balance until we flood the account. I got money overseas in a crib in the mountains. I got cash on my trees, VVs in my bounce. Always keep that never lag, ladies in my DM. Trying to get a piece of that, what you know about that? Told Breon, upper echelon, belt from Louis Vuitton. First class Milan, type of time I'm on.
I won't come down. I'm on, I won't stop now. I'm out, I hear the sound. I'm out today.
I want it all. Y'all see nothing yet, I want it all. All my threads are flex, I want it all. Leveled up my ex, I want it all. On the dash, shit about the good or bad, it's about the cold cash. I'm your peas, mad currency. Put the etiquette aside, I ain't asking please. Money talks, we in New York. From the penthouse down to the sidewalk. Hustleristic, capitalistic. Profit deliberate, self-interested. Through the champagne ran around and top the business. We ain't friends, but you could benefit. We got Cartier frames, that's clear vision. Got bronze, got silver, what's my golden ticket?
I want it all. Y'all see nothing yet, I want it all.
I want it all.
No, stop it. Oh. Okay, stop it.
Because... I feel like he was right on with that.
Okay, whatever. Anyway.
I just like getting you going.
Oh, her? She'll lose her mind through everything. That's why she go like this all the time.
I do that all the time.
So but, annoying. But listen.
Let me start first.
Okay.
The one thing that you see, I depict like some things in the video and stuff like that. There's always something that stands out to me. And what I love the most was that at that one point when you had all those different costume changes in the chair.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
That was phenomenal. Right there. Thank you. You're welcome. Go ahead. So the now song, you can talk. Go ahead.
The song,
forget about the song. The song is fire. Okay. The way you say dope. Okay. It's fire. It's dope. I love all his stuff. He can give me a whole, you know, I mean, every song that he gives me is totally different, something different, a different vibe, different mood, different feeling, you know. So I can't say enough. All I'm just saying is now I'm just depicting the videos. Okay. That's it. That's all I got to say. That's it.
Okay. Can I go?
Yeah, go ahead.
I like the way you're switching it up from the rock to the pop to the hip hop.
Thank you.
I want it all. I was like, all right.
That's like a rock vibe, like a Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd?
Yeah. I'm trying to say like the, remember like Comfortably Numb?
Mm-hmm.
That same type of tone, that same type of I'm comfortably numb, you know, kind of thing. That, yeah. I want it all, you know?
I like the way that he did that, and he was talking about the woman, then he came back talking about him owning the places internationally. I like the whole record. The whole record was a good record. That is what I like about you is you know how to make a universal record. Mm-hmm. And that's very hard for artists to do.
Somebody like that.
Again, because you gotta understand somebody that plays in different markets everywhere. You can give me your record and your record would be, you know what I'm saying? Like they'll be like, yeah, that's hot. Like, yeah, we can definitely do it. Instead of me giving like, you know, one of those weird drill kind of records, be like, stop.
No.
Get out.
No drill. No drill.
Serious.
No drill, no thrill. Sorry. Not doing it.
But I really do like your artistry. I really
do.
Thank you. Me listening to it is kind of like, okay, that's something that I can actually sit back and be listening to.
Yeah, I want you to do something. That's the goal. I want you to do a record like that.
Like that.
I want it all.
I can't do that.
Yes, you can. You can do it if you try.
You gotta dig deep. You gotta dig deep. You got it.
I don't want to do it. I'm not gonna lie to you.
No, I'll play with you.
No. I love it.
But anyway, you had influences too when it comes to rock, okay?
I want to know.
He had influences like Blink 182 and Linkin Park.
Yes, I will not go. Turn the lights off. Carry me home.
That's
where all the white kids go. That's our time. You know who I be listening to a lot now?
What?
Limp Bizkit.
Really?
Oh, really? Wait, they have one song that I really like, and I'm trying to think. I really fuck with this one song. But I can't remember. What's their most popular one? It's definitely
their most popular one. I'm telling you right now.
The Nookie one.
Limp Bizkit.
Or the one with him and Wu-Tang.
I'm about to find it. I gotta find it.
You know.
Now you got him going to find it.
Hey, listen, that's like one of my favorite though. The one with him and Method.
I just want to say Method Man and Redman together. It's too good.
Method Man. If you could feature if you could do another record right now with anybody else in any genre, who would it be right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
I think right now it'd have to be Kendrick.
That'd be cool. Let me just call him up. I think I have him on my phone. No, I'm kidding.
But there's so many artists I would love to. I mean, who I love their sound. I love to, like, I always said that Halsey would be really cool. She's got a really cool voice.
Okay, like, forget the men now. What about a female artist? How about a female artist?
Like Kehlani? I would love to do that with Kehlani. She's so cool. Okay.
You know who you would...
What?
I said, you know who you would sound cool actually doing a record with?
Oh. Go ahead.
The one, that female artist that won the Grammy. And she's got that record called Anxiety.
Anxiety.
Oh, Dolce. I freaking love her. Yeah. Dolce is my shit. Dolce is you. That song, Catfish. Yo,
when I go to the gym, you best believe that song is playing. And her big one. Shoot. What it is, ho. What's up? You know that song?
Yep. That's why I said Dolce would be. I'm gonna say probably you guys actually would actually make a crazy record.
Fire. Whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
Anxiety is not my favorite song of hers, but you know.
No, I only remember that record because that record they just be playing it and playing it and playing it and playing it. And then all the females for some reason love that record.
I don't even know the record. I feel stupid right
I'm
now.
Being serious though.
I don't even know the record.
Somebody wrote, I could see Jordan. Go ahead.
Oh no, my bad.
No, go ahead, talk.
Yeah, this is go ahead.
This is for you.
Nah, I was just going on about
Dolce. I was happy to see she got the Grammy. I thought it was cool. So
okay. But I'm waiting for you to get that Grammy, okay?
Dude, that's a dream.
He'll get it soon.
As long as he'll get that Grammy. But in other words, like Linkin Park. I didn't really grow up with Linkin Park. I mean
I love Linkin Park.
Is there any Linkin other
Park was big for me?
Another rock record would have been Breaking Benjamin. You know them?
Yeah.
They're fire.
What about okay, Annie, you're okay. You're okay, Annie.
Oh yeah.
Annie, you're okay. You're okay.
Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Michael Jackson, but the guy who sung it in the rock form. Who was that?
Oh,
when we were younger.
Oh.
Like Smash Mouth too. They were dope.
Smash Mouth?
I like them.
They were a little bit before me, I think, but really? Everybody knows All Star.
You know,
About Uncle Cracker?
Oh, with Drift Away, I remember that. Yeah.
Took that old school record and made it one of the best records. Even Sunshine was a good record. You see my sunshine.
If you had another cover to do, what other cover songs did you like doing besides, let's say, you know, the one that I was talking about earlier with Hootie?
Yeah.
Is there any other covers that really spring out for you or no?
Yeah, I mean, so my mom, when we were growing up, had us listen to the Neville Brothers a lot.
Wow.
Like a lot. We listen to Neville Brothers all the time.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know anybody who has a voice like Aaron Neville does. I mean,
yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Remarkable voice.
Yeah.
But there's this cover that he did, and I didn't even know it was a cover until recently, until somebody told me. It's a cover of Randy Newman.
Randy Newman, is that a country singer?
I think so, like way back, because
I didn't know who he was,
but
I learned a little bit about him. But Aaron Neville covered his song Louisiana in 1927. And it's just so beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't know how to better describe it. Like you listen to it and it's impeccable. I like to play that song. It's another song that's special to me, I would say so.
Yeah, you know what it is? Is that there's a lot you can only like. When you do cover songs and stuff of obviously people that were great back in the day, some people can't hold a light to it and they ruin it, just like you were talking about.
I don't want to talk about that record. That earlier. Record broke my heart when I see. Thing is, if you're going to make a nice freaking record, man, make the record even better and elevate it through the energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, or make it your own.
Make
it your own. Like, I really another song I like to sing, I think a lot of people do, is Let Me Love You by Mario.
Yeah,
I mean, you gotta Mario killed that, so you have to give that.
Yeah,
he got it.
Okay. Mario,
and you have to give that
your own flavor, because if you try to do it right like Mario,
no Mario,
you're not gonna sound like him.
So you gotta make it your own.
You know what's funny though? Nobody gets to mention him around like any like the great singers. Like everybody just usually says Usher. They never say Mario. Mario had the hottest records. Let me be your monster. I was like, yeah. Mario's crazy with that.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, well, I guess, you know, when back in the day, when it came to like R&B like that.
Please don't say Keith Sweat.
I'm not going to say Keith Sweat. You know my favorite.
Johnny Gill. There okay. Johnny Gill was dope. I can't lie. Like when he did that, when he did that record with when he was part of New Edition and they did the record Can't Stand the Rain. And you stand the rain.
It wasn't that. It was just Johnny Gill just had that special something, you know, and even just like Babyface. I grew up with Babyface. You know, I used to love Babyface. And what was that other one? Oh, I can't remember his name. But Cool Be Sure, Colby, no, Cool something, Cool Be Sure, him. Be Sure.
I'll get sure.
It. I'll Be Sure.
I'll Be Sure. That's it. I'll Be Sure.
Well, you know, the funniest thing about all this, because you guys are saying these records, and it's, I didn't, you know, I'm Irish. I didn't grow up with music like that. Let's just put it that way. Like, we listen to, obviously, soulful music and all types of stuff. B.B. King, Aaron Neville. Like I was saying, but I didn't really grow up with like the core R&B or funk or any of that.
Yeah.
And when I was in Boston for a bit, I was playing guitar in the T station there. That's what they call the subway there.
Yeah.
And this dude comes up to me and he's like, "Yo, how you like to make some money?" I'm like, "I would love to make some money." I mean, he said, "Look, you can make $200 a night." I said, "Okay, what are we talking?" And he's like, "I have a cover band. They were an old school R&B funk cover band."
Okay.
And I played guitar for them for a little bit. And we would go to all these different restaurants and stuff. And it opened my eyes to the OJs, the Temptations, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes.
Oh, wow.
We played Keith Sweat. We played
Twist. That's a crazy record.
Cool and the Gang.
Oh my god!
Like we did all that. We did I Love Music by the OJs, The Love I Lost, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. We did some of the Temptations, but I can't remember the exact. But we had it was that style where you got the you got the four singers in front with the matching outfits and the matching dance moves, and they're all singing together. It was a wild time for me. I learned a lot.
Yeah, but that's what's good about that is that he got a little bit of taste of everything.
But that's so
everything,
ill,
you know?
Because I could see him and be like, doo, 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 doo. And then they'll go,
"Yo, we had
I got sunshine."
Yeah, exactly. We had this dude named Uncle Sherman, who was like the OG in the group.
Yeah.
He played the percussion, but mostly he played played the congas. And this man was just up there grooving the whole time. You know, like we had people just grooving. It was crazy. So it was a good time.
I'm just like, you know, we gotta have him back. I just love him.
No, definitely. I like this whole session because I love people that respect classical music and actually realize that a lot of the classics of what people are trying to make nowadays. Mm-hmm. So you go back listening to music that people forgot about and bring back out that sound. And that's how you really make a hit, ladies and gentlemen.
And that's why we have
even to your point, though, when you listen to, for instance, like K-pop now, K-pop, the melodies and the style, it's all like
just happened?
What happened? SK, we lost you. Where'd you go, dude?
It's all good.
Oh, my bad.
That was okay. I'm like, what? You all got right, one minute, dude. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. I don't even know what I was saying. Literally, my mom. Oh my god. My mom called me. We're going crazy. Mom calls and then everything goes nuts.
Let's stop for a minute. You said something about K-pop. Elaborate.
You know, K-pop, it's kind of, I don't want to say mimicking because they obviously have their own flair to it, but it mimics the style and the sound of like, I don't know, like 2000s, early 2000s, late 90s.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's right.
Everything
about that
you see right now in the generations, like you're watching people going back to the 1998 style, and then you're going to start watching people go to the 2000 style where they have huge, you know what I'm saying? Big, huge pants, big, huge everything. Then you're going to go to the skinny jean style again, and then it's going to revert back. So it's going to keep happening. So that's why every time I look and everyone's like, yo, bro, we're doing all this. I'm like, I already know what's coming on next. What's coming on next is no one's going to rock chains anymore. What they're going to do is they're going to rock these like crosses and all of these stuff going down here. I already know it. You know what I mean? Because I see it already.
That's happening. Like, yo, I've been seeing people at the gym and like all over wearing Ed Hardy. I'm like, when did Ed Hardy, where did that come from?
I didn't know. Hardy came back because, again, we're going through the same cycle.
Okay.
You know, we're going through the same cycle. The cycle now, if you look at it, is like Div said in 2006.
You know what I think it is sometimes? Can I offer my opinion? Is that everybody has everything going on. You know, you got your music and everything's popping and everything sounds the same. And then people regurgitate back 20 years ago.
Exactly.
Because they can't come up with anything distinct or anything their own. So they have to copy or go back in the days and say, hey, maybe somebody hasn't done this yet, or maybe somebody hasn't done that yet. And I think because when the one thing that I showed up that always you see on Instagram is when you see Beyonce's song, Put a Ring Finger, whatever that is, that song.
Everyone to the left. Men to the left.
No, not that one. The other one. Yeah, Single Ladies. That's it. Yeah. When she does Single Ladies, if you go back about, I don't know, 30 years, right? There was actually a group that did that. Okay? So she kind of copied that style. I'm not saying...
No, all it is this: the record execs come in. The record execs see that. They put that into perspective and they make it happen again. That's all it is. All it is honestly, when you see that, that's corporate America trying to do everything that you've seen. They've done already like in the 60s, the 30s, the 40s, and the 50s and the 60s.
Well, you know why? Because it worked. It was popular. It was beautiful. It. And they want to kind of bring it back. And that's great. So,
but that's it.
I'm just throwing it out there.
But listen, go ahead.
Okay. So anyway. I want to thank him again for being on our show.
Mm-hmm.
No, thank you guys. For real. I appreciate it.
Give the last shout outs. Tell everybody where they can find you, my brother.
Go ahead.
All right, man. You can find me, sk.no.edit. That's on Instagram, TikTok, on YouTube. It's sknoedit. We're building the subscriber base there. We're almost at 200,000. So help us get to 200,000 subscribers.
200,001.
Yes.
Baby.
Thanks. And I mean, just shout out to all the fans. I've had listeners all over the world and I'm feeling really privileged for that. So, you know, join the club and check out, stay in tune with DNA Radio too, because they out here in Long Island doing their thing. So let's get
there. You go. We love you, dude. So anyway, everybody check him out everywhere. SK No Edit. Check out his songs. Love Me Heavy. I love that song. I Want Some More and Let's Go. So let's go, everybody, for tonight. We'll see you next week. Peace out, everybody.
Peace out, ladies and gentlemen. This is DNA. See y'all next week.